Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And while we try to connect with Coach Johnson, Charlie, the second round of the NBA draft starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Pelicans have the 40th overall pick, so there'll be one other player added to the roster for the Pelicans. And interesting here that the second round is not like the NFL draft. Man, a lot of people, they as much interested in round two as it is in round one. That's not quite the case when you look at the NBA. They look at second round far different than what we would look at as an NFL second round pick.
I think the second round of the NBA draft is closer to like round 6 and 7 of the NFL draft.
Pretty
in all
close.
Honesty, Mike. Like, you're talking about guys that maybe you can hit, and it's almost similar to like day 3 of the NFL draft, because there are some good players that can come out of round two, but it's almost kind of few and far between. Like, you're kind of looking for guys that can fill in bench spots or rotational spots for this, you know, roster. And for the Pelicans, there's still a couple of interesting pieces out there. I know, you know, I used earlier, the bite from CBS Sports, and they had kind of previewed some of the best players available. The one that stands out to me, Mike, and he's not a very high ceiling guy, but he's kind of a high floor guy, is Kalkbrenner, the center from Creighton, who's a true 7-footer. He's been at Creighton for a while, so he's kind of an older prospect coming out. And we talked about the big man room for this Pelicans team. You added Derek Queen already, but adding a second center with the 40th overall pick, if he's available, I think would be a good move.
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I know I've talked to Mark Cook about it, and that a lot of times guys that will go the 4 years of college, it's a negative for them. They fall in the draft. Teams will give me that shot at that 18, 19-year-old. I think I can develop them. The guy that spends the 3 to 4 years in college somewhat gets overlooked, and we see it in the NBA. It's just part of the game, the way it's played today, where I think most NBA teams, they take a glimpse at a guy in 1 year. They see some potential there. I'm going to pick him over the veteran. That's just the way it is.
Right. And, you know, as far as Herb Jones goes, that's kind of what happened with him. That's part
it
of the reason why
he
fell into the second round. And the Pelicans obviously made out like a bandit with him in the 35th overall selection a couple years back. So, you know, there's some guys that are interesting on this board. The one that Finkelstein brought up from CBS Sports was Noah Penda. I heard Rashear Fleming, the St. Joseph's power forward from Gary Parish. You know, some other guys like Arkansas's Adudero is up there too. There's still some fascinating players. It's about if any of these guys can fall to the 10th pick of the second round, where the Pelicans are currently selecting at the 40th overall pick.
Yeah, and again, it's not looked at the same from the NFL level and a second round pick, and even Major League Baseball, because there are guys there. Because of the fact that high school players get involved, a lot of times a guy that has maybe played a couple years, in the collegiate level, he falls out of round one, and you get him into the second round. So it's a totally different look at the draft and what it is in probably any other sport. Also today, it was announced the NFL has suspended Justin Tucker 10 games. Tucker was a guy that looked to be going on an NFL Hall of Fame career. And then, kind of the bottom fell out where 16 different massage therapists have accused him of sexual misconduct. At his age, at 36, you wonder if his career is over with. The Ravens have already moved on from Justin Tucker, but serious allegations here that most likely will end up him having to do stuff in civil court to kind of coordinate everything on that end. But looks as though quite possibly the career of one of the best field goal kickers in the history of the NFL may have come to an end today.
Mike, the interesting thing was that he had already kind of seen a little bit of a decline this past season, especially from long distance. There was reports that, you know, every time he would attempt a 50-plus yard field goal attempt, it was always kind of, I don't want to say the yips because it's not really that with Justin Tucker, but he had declined in productivity. I mean, he was a Hall of Fame player for many, many years with the Baltimore Ravens, but the decline on the field was there, and then the off-the-field stuff comes out, and it all just kind of combines to say, yeah, you're expecting his career to be over.
You wonder a little bit if, you know, I think he kind of foresaw the tsunami fixing to hit, and it affected his game. You know, the off-the-field stuff, I think, affected his game, no doubt about it, in 2025. So we'll see, if it's over with or not with him. Again, in 2024, he wasn't nearly as accurate a field goal kicker as we've seen in the past, where we were talking about 88 to 90% hit on field goals. The one missed extra point, we all remember when the Saints were playing the Ravens that year to end up winning that game, and it was just the look on his face when he missed it, because he had not missed an extra point in high school or college. The Saints ended up winning that game because of that missed extra point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.